Now, it's been a tough year for farming, but how has the summer of 2024 been for small tourism businesses focused on farms in rural Ireland? Official figures will be released in the coming weeks by Fáilte Ireland on the 2024 season, capturing the picture across the country and across different sectors. Now, some farms have diversified into tourism to provide another stream of income. So this morning, we have our own small snapshot, not very scientific, but a snapshot that will give you a sense of what the issues might be. I'm joined by Catherine O'Grady-Power from Glenkeen Farm, on the road from Lewisburg in County Mayo to Lenan in County Galway, by Keith Gogan from Gangola Mines in County Galway, and Margaret Leahy of Fable Tours, who brings tourists to farms to experience Irish culture food from farm to fork. Good morning to you all.
Good morning,
good morning.
Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
I don't think you've done your yoga this morning. That was very quiet. Can I start with you, Catherine? In a nutshell, can you describe what you offer tourists down in Glenkeen Farm?
Thanks for having me on, Brenda. Greetings from a very sunny Mayo here today.
Woohoo!
Glenkeen, well, we provide cultural visitor experiences, and we diversified our working sheep farm in 2015 to open a state-of-the-art visitor centre. So while it's still a working sheep farm, and I was very interested in your previous speaker on the wool, we provide sheepdog herding demonstrations, we have historical walking tours, and we're very fortunate here, Brenda, that we have sites dating back to the Bronze Age, and we have tactile famine historical and folklore experiences. We also provide wool spinning experiences with a wonderful lady, June Burke, and she provides a back-to-back experience, literally from the back of our sheep to the back of the human. Irish music, group and private dining experiences.
Catherine,
and we've a wonderful team here. It is indeed.
Can I ask Keith now what they do? I know they had a good experience on their farm at the beginning of the season. It doesn't rain in the mines, so what do you offer tourists, Keith?
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, well, I suppose we're a family farm business as well. I set up about 25 years ago. We developed an old 18th century silver and lead mine. We had to restore it and bring it back to be able to bring people underground. And we bring them back to show them the history and heritage of what people, how they worked and lived in Connemara back in the early times and how they survived. I found that it probably wouldn't survive on its own without doing something else. So we opened a small shop. We have a gift shop, a rock and gem shop. We sell souvenirs and wool and all that. And with that, we are always asked by visitors coming, well, you know, about your farm and all that. You know, we took it for granted. And we started doing a sheepdog demonstration then about 15 years ago and showing people how we work our sheep and what we do with the sheep and our way of life as farmers. And you know what, it was really on him. I realised how fascinated people were about what we did. You know, we took it for granted. And we live on the peat bogs as well, so we cut the turf and show them how we cut turf and what we do. And when all those three or four things come together, it really makes you a business on a farm alongside farming sheep.
All right, that's brilliant. And can I ask Margaret there, sorry Keith for cutting across you there, because I just want to kind of look at the whole tourism section, but Margaret, can you briefly tell us, you bring tourists up lanes and by roads to visit farms. What does a day out with your Fable Tours mean?
Yeah, good morning, Brenda. Fable Tours are farm-to-table tours and tales. So, yes, we do farm visits, who are, in my opinion, our primary food producers, and we hear their stories. Why are they doing what they do? Why do they love what they do? How do they end up? Because some of them may have a lifelong been on farms and some of them have come back to it for whatever reason. And we sample the food, obviously. We dine in cafes and restaurants that focus on local food. And it's really about making the connection, Brenda, between our primary food producers, our farmers, and what ends up literally on our plate. And we have such a rich food here. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, you go to other countries and they say, oh, it's farm fed beef, or sorry, grass-fed beef. All of our beef is grass-fed. So, you know, I love bringing guests to meet the farmers, to taste the food, whether it's dairy or meat or our wonderful seafood. And a day out is all about walking the fields, meeting the farmers, meeting the fishers, meeting the innovative chefs. And
amazing.
It's just a wonderful way to experience Irish life.
Well, that is amazing. So really, you all have great products in rural Galway and Mayo. But what have you noticed about the summer season that has just passed? Catherine, what are you thinking?
Thanks, Brenda. This year, we have experienced a notable decline in our EU, UK and domestic visitor numbers, and a significant increase in our US market. And actually, our US customer base constitutes about 85% of our business now, mainly from North America. And while that's wonderful and it's great for US customers here now with the strength of the dollar, the risk now is our business has an over-reliance on the US market. And issues like that would have affected the other markets would be a lack of accommodation. For instance, we had 3 tour series cancellations this year where the accommodation factor was an issue. They would have historically stayed in hotels in Mayo, which were no longer available because the hotels are now hosting the refugees and so forth. So there are a number of issues affecting business at the moment.
And
but
why it's going down.
Would be,
yeah.
Yeah.
On the US
yeah.
market. So, but Keith, at the start of the season, I think it was okay for you. But what happened
yeah.
there July and August?
Well, I suppose we get a lot of our bookings for tour groups. I'll just talk about tour groups in
yeah.
October. And they'd all booked their slots. And then come March and April, February and March, they'd start giving you numbers of what they had. And then, you know, we were getting a lot of cancellations from tour companies, the same as what Catherine is saying, because they couldn't stay in the West. They were coming from Burr and Tullamore and in the Midlands. Staying in hotels in Ballinasloe, and the biggest problem was they were an hour and a half driving or 2 hours, and they were focusing on maybe doing two to three things in Connemara on the day, and with the time lost in the bus travelling, they had to drop one. And sadly, the smaller industries were being dropped more so than the bigger ones because they were all the highlights of the tours. And for us, we saw a big decline when the demand for hotel rooms would happen and we'd lose the business that way. But there was a very good early season and a great spend from the visitors we had. But once when June started to come, which goes down a little bit anyway, it changed. And July never really took off for us as a tourism industry. No, it was good. I can't complain about it. But it wasn't nowhere near what we were expecting it to be.
And tell me, I just want to ask Margaret, because I'm just thinking of you going up and down the roads and the country lanes and everything, Margaret. Was transport or is transport becoming an issue for you in sustaining your business?
Absolutely. I think that's the big difference between rural tourism and urban tourism. So, you know, you can do a walking tour of any city, but if you're going to do a food tour with me, you have to either have your own transport or I have to hire it. So there's an additional cost straight away. And there's very often a shortage of smaller, I deal with small groups up to like 15. So there can be a shortage of that size bus and drivers. I know a lot of bus companies are shouting out for more drivers. And like Catherine was saying, the domestic market for me this year has fallen completely. I mean, thankfully, I still have North American clients and that, but the domestic market this year has definitely been very, very poor. And it's understandable with the weather. But again, it is a transport issue because if you have a group of friends and you want to come to Galway City for a thing, to come out to me, you have to have transport or I have to organise it. So there's always that additional cost, which makes doing things in rural areas that bit more expensive, Brenda.
Well, look, we have lots to talk about. The report from Fáilte Ireland will be out over the next few weeks. There'll be a lot of issues there, but we've highlighted some of what you're experiencing in your small businesses on farms around the country. A reminder, though, guys, the season is not quite over yet. There are still people looking for a holiday in Ireland in September and October. And I hope all of you have a better end to your season. Catherine, Keith, Margaret, thank you so much for talking to me on Countrywide. Much appreciated. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the beautiful fine weather in Mayo and Galway.